That sure is a lot of coins, he exclaimed, his eyes widening with excitement as he gazed at the shimmering pile before him. The gold and silver coins catch light, creating a dazzling display that momentarily distracts him from the gravity of the situation. However, his expression shifts as he recollects his sworn loyalty to the lady. "But that's for Lady Elodie," he sighs, his enthusiasm giving away to duty and responsibility. Fidgeting with my fingers, I nervously try to think of something to say. I quickly devise a plan. "What about this, Knight Brian? I'll give you some of these coins to keep, but you can't tell anyone about this yet," I say, offering him some coins. "Okay, I think that is reasonable," Knight Brian says, grabbing a handful of coins and stuffing the coins into the saddlebag of his horse. I stand still, watching as he rides away, his brown horse moving steadily into the fading horizon. A sigh of relief escapes my lips as the weight of countless coins in my pocket begin to settle into possibilities. I take a deep, steadying breath, envisioning the village where I reside. I see it transform, homes with fresh paint, children playing in the streets, and neighbors exchanging laughter and stories. The vibrant life I had always dreamt of for my village isn't within reach. The promise of a brighter future where everyone can thrive and share in the joy of everyday moments. But I acknowledge that the risks of getting caught would be much higher.